Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly. Alexandra is talking with Adriana in her office when Rex interrupts.
Hello, Rex.
Adriana, what are you doing here?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
What's going on?
Adriana's been released from Westside, Rex. She served her time, and now she's rehabilitated.
I see.
Look, Adriana's my sister, and she's going to be dropping by the office from time to time. So if anyone has a problem with it, they can take it up with me.
Well, I do, quite honestly, but I don't care enough to get into it. I'll talk to you later on.
I wasn't expecting to see Rex Walker today.
Forget about him. Tell me what you plan on doing about Zach Jessup.
I don't know, Alex. He's in Alabama, and I'm here.
We need to tell Zoe what's going on, Adriana. She's key to finding your daughter.
Look, Alex. I need you to give me some room to breathe here on the Zach situation. I'm still adjusting to being out of the hospital, and as much as I want to know the truth about my daughter, I need to do things at my own pace.
Hey, that's fine. I don't want to pressure you. We'll do things your way regarding Zach Jessup. But I don't trust the man, and I know he knows what happened to your daughter.
If he does, trust me, I'll get to the bottom of it. I promise.
Good. Now tell me what else is bothering you. Something was on your mind earlier.
Oh, it's nothing.
Come on, Adriana. You know you can talk to me about anything. What is it?
Okay. It's Charlie. I know I shouldn't be thinking about him, but now that I'm out, I can't help but feel like I want to see him.
Then why don't you? Charlie loved you, Adriana. You're the one who made up that story to set him free. You thought you wouldn't be out of Westside for a long, long time. But now you are, so tell him the truth.
But don't you think that ship has sailed? It's probably too late.
It's never too late for a Jones, sister dear. Anything is possible, anything. Why don't you go home, get all dolled up, and go see him?
I don't know.
Do it. It's time you got your life back. Start with Charlie Dean.
At Windsor Academy, CJ and Dara are talking after school by her locker.
Dara, do you want to go to the dance together next week?
You and me?
Yeah, as friends. I mean, I understand if you don't feel like going.
I'm not really in a dancing mood, CJ.
Okay, but if you change your mind, let me know. You don't want to let Clint get the best of you, do you?
Clint Richards has no effect on me at all. What's up, Dara? What did I do to deserve having to deal with you today, Stacy?
Lighten up. I just came to tell you that I heard about you and Clint, and I'm sorry to hear it. I thought you were a cute couple.
Get lost, Stacy. Dara doesn't care what you think.
CJ's right. You don't give a damn about me, Stacy. And that's fine, because I feel the same way about you.
Fine. But you better watch your back.
What is that supposed to mean?
Go, Stacy. Leave us alone.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
What was that all about?
Who knows? Just ignore her.
At his penthouse, Charlie has just arrived home with Gretchen.
You know, something looks different in this place. I know I was only here once before, but there's really been a change. Did you redecorate?
Ha, very funny. I suppose you're referring to my entire wardrobe tossed all over the place? Hey, cut me some slack. With my sister gone, I'm a mess, okay?
Typical bachelor.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly the Tony Maselli type. Guess I'll just have to hire someone to clean this place up. Can't do it by myself. I'm a busy man, you know that.
Well, you certainly have enough money. I can't believe you don't have a maid or something around here.
Well, Terry let everyone go after my father died, said we didn't need it.
Well, you obviously need some help. Seriously.
But, you know, all I really need in my life is you.
You know, if you're just spewing lines at me lately, you're doing an excellent job.
No, I'm not spewing anything. I mean it. But not to clean this place up. I could just hire one of those guys from, what is it, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy or something. You know, it's funny. I remember a time when you couldn't stand me.
I wouldn't say I couldn't stand you, but I just didn't realize what a big heart you have.
Well, not exactly for everyone, but you, you're special.
I am.
I think we've been at this point before, and neither one of us got the chance to say what we're really feeling.
Sometimes that's for the best.
Yeah, but even though we've both been hurt in the past, we really shouldn't let that keep us from feeling the way we do right now.
So, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying that I'm falling for you, Miss Gretchen. This is going to sound like a line, but I'm falling madly in love with you. And look at me, I'm a romantic, mushy mess, aren't I?
Charlie. Oh, are you sure you want to get involved with someone like me? I've been a mess myself lately with Carlos's death and Marilyn's breakup and my new job. I've had so many changes in my life in the last year.
Well, changes for the better, right? Carlos, may he rest in peace, but he hurt you. You deserve to be loved again. And this heart that you're talking about inside of me, well, it's filled with all these wonderful, romantic, mushy feelings for you, if that makes any sense.
I'm falling for you too, Charlie Dean. Oh, man, I may hate myself later, but right now it just feels so right.
It does feel right. We both have the battle scars to prove that we earned a second chance at love. I want you in my life, Miss Gretchen. I want to share things with you that I never told anyone.
Oh, Charlie.
I want to... Let me make love to you, pretty lady. Let me hold you in my arms tonight. Show you how much I want you in my life.
I want that, too.
At St. John Hospital, Nurse Junie Benson is in with Mac when Seth Gooding walks into the room.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Listen, I'm preparing to go back to Australia tonight, and I thought I'd stop by and check on this man. Have any idea what's going to happen to him?
Calm down, Owen.
No,
I'm sorry, Mr. Gooding, but we've been calling him Owen for 2 months now.
Well, if you don't even know who he is, how can you possibly help him?
I'm not sure. His wounds have healed. He has some scarring that Dr. Morgan would like to work on, but he's in no shape mentally to sign off. And we don't have any insurance or any family to give us the okay.
So, basically, he's fine then, physically.
Yes, his wounds have healed. I'm afraid what's wrong with him now is emotional. He wakes up in fits of rage, but he can never put together two calm words. There's just no talking to him.
Well, isn't there anything that you can do about it?
We have him on medication for now, but eventually we'll have to release him.
He can't be released in this condition.
Oh, I don't mean released out into the world. We're going to have him transferred to the West Side Psych Ward.
Oh, Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.